is everything. One truth always stays the same. And you are watching over me from up above. Fly me up to where you are beyond the distant star. I wish upon tonight to see you smile. If only for
And joining us right now is a guy whose career is taking off like mad. As an Ally McBeal fan, you know I watch that show all the time. Well, last year's season finale featured a kid that was in high school performing at his prom. And the voice that came out of this kid was amazing. And 8,000 people sent emails saying, who is this guy? Where can I get his stuff? Well, Josh Groban is the 20-year-old singer we saw last year, and he's been invited back to Ally McBeal. This coming Monday night's episode, he'll be singing again. And he has a brand-new CD out on the label that's from David Foster and Warner Brothers called 143 Records. And what an incredible voice, what an incredible CD. And, the world is all ahead of you, and you've got so many things going on.
Wow, thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on. What a great release. I was listening to the CD in my car, and all I could think of was that you would make a perfect, and this is no reflection on your appearance, by the way, but you would make a perfect Beast in Beauty and the Beast somewhere.
Ah.
The voice. The voice fits perfectly.
That's a great show. I saw it a couple years ago.
Yeah, I think you would be perfect in that, and I have a feeling, this is my prediction here, and write it down right here on PNPnetwork.com.
Okay.
You will play that role one day.
Oh. Okay, well, you bring up the theater thing.
I know you're into that.
I'm definitely into that. My whole background was theater, really, and I took a break from it to make this album, and we're gonna do the CD thing for now. But hopefully down the road, I'll be able to kind of get back into that.
I think it's going to happen, but I know that you got to promote the CD and boy, let's talk a little bit about this. David Foster is a guy who's won like 14 Grammys.
Right.
He's one of the most successful producers, writers, arrangers, songwriters, all the long.
For sure.
He's a legend in music.
Yep.
How did you connect with him?
Well, he's with all the amazing people he's worked with, he's always looking for new people that he can kind of help shape or at least use for things that he's doing. He's always doing concerts and charities and things like that, and he was doing a concert for the governor of California's inauguration, Gray Davis, and called my voice teacher and said, who have you got? And he sent him a tape, and he liked it, and he had me come in, and I sang it for him. And then 3 weeks later, he called me back to sing at the Shrine with Celine Dion.
Hmm.
And that's kind of the way David is. He'll take a completely new face and just decide that he's going to give that person a huge shot, and he did. He put me through a lot of tests.
What he had you do was fill in at the 99 Grammy rehearsals for Pacelli.
Right,
so,
exactly. Yeah,
yeah, cool. That, and so there you were with Celine Dion at 17 years old.
Yeah.
It must have been a freak.
It was, it was completely frightening. Yeah, I drove to the Shrine, and, he didn't give me any credentials or anything. He just came on down. I'm saying, I got to get in there and rehearse with Celine Dion, and the security guards are going, yeah, okay, uh-huh, yeah. And but I went in, and Celine was amazing, and everybody was so nice, and Rosie O'Donnell was the host of the Grammys, and eventually she put me on her show because of that, and just so many great things started happening because of that, and it just kind of got me started.
So there you were singing with Celine Dion. Was she treating you as an equal, treating you nice? And
oh, completely, yeah, because, half the song is in Italian, and David faxed me the Italian that day and said, have you ever sung in Italian before? I said, no, so I learned the Italian, and Celine had forgotten some of the Italian, so we were both looking off this little piece of paper, and she was, she was just giving me a lot of confidence. She was so cool up there,
because
I didn't know what to expect from someone like Celine Dion. Pantheon.
Now, I understand you were, you know, during the rehearsals, your dress rehearsal, you're sitting in the front row watching Aerosmith, Madonna.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
after I was finished, the producers of the Grammys.
It's like living a dream.
Oh, my God, yeah. And they said, hey, take a seat, you know, here's your pass, and, you know, enjoy the rest of the dress rehearsal. And, you know, Pavarotti came out, and Aerosmith came out, and then Madonna, and then all these bands. It was like this free mega concert just for you. It was amazing.
Did you get to talk to any of these folks?
I met Pavarotti, and I met Andrea Bocelli, and I'm a big drummer, so I love to drum. I've been drumming for like 6 years, and
uh-huh.
So nobody will probably know who this is, but I was able to meet Omar Hakim, who's the drummer for Madonna, and I thought that was really cool. and then they said, you know, here's a pass, you're welcome to come to the Grammys tomorrow night, but I was doing curtains for a show at my high school, and they said they would fail me if I didn't make it, so I couldn't make the Grammys that year, unfortunately.
Can you imagine that? The high school didn't... That's ridiculous. Wow.
Yeah, it was okay. I'd had my fun over at that building, so...
That was only the first of many decisions you had to make. I guess one of the biggest ones probably was when you were accepted to Carnegie Mellon.
Yeah.
And by the musical theater department, that's very prestigious. And then at the same time, David's asking you to do all these things.
Exactly, yeah. It was... It's kind of how it how that conflict started. I was so thrilled and honored to have been accepted into such a great program at Carnegie Mellon. It's a wonderful musical theater program. But then again, you know, I knew what my goal was, and I knew that my 4 years at that school would have been to do something like this, to make an album or to be in a show.
Mm.
And when David presented me with this tremendous opportunity, it was. You know, I think everybody agreed that this was something that I just kind of had to ride with, and if it didn't happen, it didn't happen, but I knew I'd be kicking myself if I didn't try it, so, and it's happening, so.
It sure is. It's interesting, when I first heard your voice, and I think when everybody in the country first heard it on Ally McBeal, most of us in our minds think of Bocelli or Placido Domingo or Pavarotti.
Sure.
They're all big guys. Or you know, good-sized guys, and they're older, and then you come out. And you look like you just came off of a high school bus. And there you are. And the voice coming out is just amazing. When did you realize how gifted you were to have a baritone like you have?
Well, when I was younger, I mean, my parents always had me singing when I was a little kid and all that, but not like in a show business way, just around the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started singing jazz, like light jazz, when I was in seventh and eighth grade, just for fun. But then when my voice changed, I started to really... kind of get into those big roles. I knew I had a big voice, and I just and my parents were great enough to take me to different shows and to introduce me to different kinds of music.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really kind of said to myself, you know, I want to have a big voice, and I just started singing along with CDs, and that's kind of how it all started.
I mean, your versatility is obvious in the CD, and it's obvious to me that you could do any kind of music. But it seems like you're probably going to get driven into opera eventually. I know that you don't want to do it at this point.
Yeah, we'll see. And there's a reason why, you know, we decided to kind of keep that off of the CD at this point. I mean, at 20 years old, I'm not even old enough to audition for the Met, and I know how, from what little training I had at Carnegie Mellon, from what training I've had in the vocal world, I know how hard singers work to hone in their craft in the opera world, and I wouldn't want to touch that right now because it's something that, you know, my voice will develop more and more as I get older, and I now respect the genre tremendously, and I want to wait a little bit.
It seems to me like based on songs like You're Still You and To Where You Are and songs like that are on the CD, that adult contemporary music might be a good niche for you at this point.
Yeah, I think so, and I hope so. I like to look at this album as a pop album with classical influence rather than, you know, vice versa, so... that's why we got people like David Foster on board, and Walter Afanasieff, who's worked with Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston, and then we even got a guy named Reese Fulber, who was half of a group called Delirium, and we got the Coors on board, and we did a great little pop number with the Coors, and I think that's where I want to be right now.
How's your ego taking all this? Do you have a swelled head yet?
No, you know this. We've had. It's been one hurdle over the next, and it's not stopping here just because I have a CD out. It's going to be it's going to be a real challenge. It's going to be a lot of fun the next year. I'm really looking forward to singing these songs live.
David Foster said that you are a true musical force to be reckoned with. That must be quite a responsibility.
Sure. Yeah, everything with David means a huge responsibility. He's a perfectionist, and I'm a perfectionist, and I was so flattered that he even said that, because working with him has been such an amazing learning experience. And we're going to be working together for quite some time, I think. It's been really an amazing collaboration.
One of the great collaborations on the CD is one with Charlotte Church, and I understand that you two will be singing at the closing ceremonies of the Olympics, the 2002 Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City. That must be unbelievable.
Yeah, I am so pumped for that. I'm really excited. That's, what an honor. I'm so excited to do that. And the song, I think, is going to be really special that day. And it was so cool to work with Charlotte. She's someone that I really respect for her age, to be doing what she's doing. And the song itself has a lot of meaning to me personally, because it was the song that I stood in for at the Grammys, and it's the song that David kind of discovered me with.
And he wrote it, of course, as well.
He wrote it, of course, with Carol Bayer-Sager. And to be recording it now on my own CD, it was just, it was really cool.
So you get to sing at the Olympics, and then you and Charlotte are going to sing it again on A Home for the Holidays, a primetime television special airing December 21st,
right,
which features Destiny's Child, Mariah Carey, and Enrique Iglesias.
Yes.
Have you done that already? Has that been recorded?
Yeah, we filmed that already, and that's going to air December 21st. And I mean, with Charlotte and I, and the kind of music that we're doing, it was so cool to be on the lineup with Destiny's Child, Mariah, and Enrique Iglesias. It was just it was really 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 a treat.
How they treat you, all those folks?
Not at all, because we didn't really get to meet them.
No.
No. We all had dressing rooms at different. This was an enormous. This was a huge TV studio that we did the show in.
Yeah.
And we all had dressing rooms at different sizes of the TV studio. And when Mariah went on, she did it and she left. And when Destiny's Child, actually, I met backstage, and they were really, really cool. And
So Mariah left, though. She didn't even say hello.
Well, she didn't. I don't know. I don't even think she knew that I was part of the show. She went on and did her thing, and then and I'm sure she had much better things to do.
Well, there's nothing better to do than to meet the latest sensation in music, Josh Groban.
Thank you.
The other thing that I thought was really interesting, too, is that you did there's a number of benefits that you've been part of, but one of them was the Andre Agassi thing, and that was with Elton John, Stevie Wonder, Don Henley, and Robin Williams. Did you get to meet those guys?
Yes, I did. Yeah, that was such a thrill and a great event in Las Vegas that Andre does every year. And, afterwards, my manager, Brian, said, Stevie Wonder would really like to meet you. Wait here. And I was called into Stevie Wonder's dressing room, and just to shake that guy's hand was just, that did it for me.
Wow.
it was so, so great.
Did he have any advice for you?
He just said, keep it up. He's a man of little words, but they're all very meaningful.
Mm.
He offered me a cookie, and I was happy with that. And
Stevie Wonder offered you a cookie. That's pretty impressive.
Stevie Wonder offered. I have my Stevie cookie wrapped in the napkin.
So you never ate it, huh?
No, never. No.
Mm. You should have had him autograph it.
Exactly. Huh? But it was a great honor to meet him, and it was such a thrill.
Because Elton John just announced that he's not going to do any more studio stuff.
I know. I just heard that, and we saw him in concert at the Hollywood Bowl, and hopefully he'll be touring some more. But yeah.
Wow.
Good album to leave on, though.
And then I understand you also performed in front of the president, President Clinton, and Mrs. Clinton?
That's right. That was an event called a family celebration, and that was another lineup that I couldn't believe I was a part of. I was smashed between B.B. King and Ray Charles, and and here comes this little opera guy.
And David E. Kelly and his wife, Michelle Pfeiffer, were there as well.
That's right. That's when David E. Kelly was in the audience, and that's when he got the idea for Ally. So, yeah, these events have had real meaning for my career, and it's been such a great ride.
Now, did you meet Muhammad Ali at his Fight Night Foundation?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, whoa.
That's another one that's one of my favorites. I try to do that every year.
And Michael J. Fox?
And Michael J. Fox, sure. And that was equally cool, because David Foster, we went on his jet that day, and he brought Bo Derek with him. And Bo Derek said to me, I don't have a date for the event tonight. Will you be my date? So I got to walk arm-in-arm with Bo Derek down the red carpet for that event. And
boy, that's a tough thing to do.
Yeah, real tough.
That sounds almost like the Ally McBeal setting there. That
Exactly. Yeah, with my big luck there. But
now, how is Calista Flockhart to work with?
Calista is just great. She's, again, you know, another superstar that I didn't know what to expect. And she couldn't have been nicer, and she couldn't have been more supportive. And I couldn't have asked for someone, you know, more talented on that crew to have learned from. She's just she's sensational, and it's amazing, you know, watching her, just because, you know, she gets, I mean, doing a show like this, you get script after script after script after script, and you just kind of have to snap into this zone world where you're just kind of in your character again, and she can just do it on cue, and it's amazing.
Well,
so yeah, she's very cool, and she and I are going to be doing a chat. An online chat right after the show airs, the next day, actually.
Oh, really?
And it's going to be on her website. So
Tuesday at, what is that, CalistaFlockhart.com?
Tuesday at www.AllieMcBeal.com.
Oh, AllieMcBeal.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
And, of course, people are already going to be flooding PMPNetwork.com to hear the interview with you. We have an Allie McBeal page on the site.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll be part of that page as well.
Great.
But tell me about, did you meet Bill Clinton and his wife?
I met Bill, yeah. His wife was there via satellite, so I was meet her. But, yeah, he came backstage, and, boy, he shakes your hand, and you feel like you've been his best friend for years.
Did he have anything to say about your singing?
It's really, he just came up and did a great job, you know, very nicely done. So it was, you know, he's another one that just kind of goes down the line, but he makes you feel like you're one in a million. He's really, really.
He's good at that.
Yeah, he's very good at that.
Yeah, he's you know, he's got a warmth about him that
yes,
that people know when they meet him.
Yeah.
You're also going to be featured on the Charlotte Church PBS November Pledge Special, and sharing the bill with Katie Lang on Music Choice, which begins airing November 19th. Wow. And you're going to also be part of the Brian Boitano Skating Spectacular airing New Year's Day on NBC.
Yeah, we're going to do that in a week, and I'm flying to Vegas for that. And
you're going to be singing You're Still You.
You're Still You, and I was honored. He choreographed a number to that song and wanted me to sing it live with him on the ice. And,
wow.
It's going to be a lot of fun, yeah.
This is, like, unbelievable. Can you predict the next chapters?
Not really, because everything has been, you know, just a phone call. Guess what? You're doing this. Or guess what? You know, this person wants this. And it's just, I've been saying, you know, what? Are you sure? That's not a mistake, you know? And it never gets old, these things. I'll never get used to it. And each thing is going to be a new surprise and a new hurdle. So
it's unbelievable. I just want to remind folks that the Warner release is available right now. It's you can get it at Amazon.com online, or you can get it at any of your favorite record stores. It is called Josh Groban. It's a self-titled debut CD, and it is an amazing release. It has Charlotte Church on it and the Coors and a number of different guests, but Josh's voice is definitely the star. My favorite songs are still the ones I mentioned earlier, You're Still You and the To Where You Are. One of my favorite songs is Vincent, which is, course, from Don McLean, and I thought it was a nice arrangement of that song.
Yeah, thank you. I'm thrilled you like that one. That was one that we were, when we were thinking of covers to do. We don't have many covers on the CD, but when we're thinking of ones that we should do, we were just listening to a Don McLean record, and we thought, you know, this is a classic song that that not a lot of people from my generation know of. And, we thought, you know, let's certainly try and put it out there again. You know, it's.
Vincent is definitely a great song, and it matches well with your voice. I'll give you another song by Don McLean that you do really well with. Yeah. It's called Castles in the Air.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a real nice song for your voice as well.
Yeah.
And it's not that well known.
No, it's not. And
it's not like American Pie. I don't think you should do American Pie. I mean, everybody knows that.
American Pie has been done. Yeah,
it's been done and done and redone. But there are some songs like Castles in the Air and Vincent that haven't really been done that much.
And, yeah. And Don McLean heard it and totally gave it his blessing. And
wow!
And that was really cool that he did that.
I got the great thrill of being in Wisconsin in the late '70s and getting a chance to to sing with a couple of folks, Harry Chapin.
Wow.
And then following that concert a week later with the one with Don McLean.
Cool.
And singing with them. That was a thrill for me.
I'm
and,
sure.
And I can see the kind of thrills that you're going through. And it's interesting to note that in, you know, 10 years or so, there will be people feeling the same way about playing with you as you do about playing with these other folks.
Wow. Well, I haven't thought of it quite that way yet, but hopefully so. I mean, hopefully, you know, so many people have been so inspirational.
You know, it's interesting to note, again, you know, part of that whole Ally McBeal episode was the fact that you look as you do and sing as you do. And it's interesting to note that people like, I think of one person that has a voice that doesn't match the way he looks, Jim Nabors.
Jim Nabors.
Who, of course, was, you know, Gomer Pyle, and people, when
yeah.
he started singing, went, whoa!
Yeah.
Can you imagine what's coming out of that guy?
Exactly. Yeah, and people say you don't look like your voice.
No, sometimes you don't, you know.
Yeah.
People think that I'm, you know, incredibly handsome, and they're right because of my voice, but
sure
you never know. So, Josh, I want to wish you a lot of luck with the new CD. I think it's going to do great. It's on 143 Records, Warner Brothers label, and it's available right now. Josh Groban, G-R-O-B-A-N. Do you have a website as well?
Yeah, www.joshgroban.com.
Okay, so folks can write to you there and say hi to you. And we want to wish you a lot of luck. And again, Monday night on Ally McBeal. Also, the 2002 Olympic Winter Games on February 24th on CBS. You can catch Home for the Holidays. It'll be on there on December 21st, primetime TV special. So many things coming up. And hope we can talk again maybe another year or so and get an update on you, what you're doing.
It would be my pleasure.
Take care, Josh.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.